Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. When I look to my left, look to my right, he's taking care of me.
Coming female R&B artist, Terry Remsen. Hello, Terry, are you with me this evening?
Yes, ma'am, I am with you. Hello.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow, it's good to hear a black female artist up and coming into the music industry. How are you doing this evening?
Ma'am.
Tell everybody.
I am doing great.
Tell everybody briefly a little bit about yourself. I'm quite sure everyone that all your fans and followers that are listening now remembers this song, Blessing Me. So there are people that are listening don't know much about you. So tell a little bit about yourself, Terry.
Well, I am a young lady. I am a young lady that has a passion for music. I have a passion for music that makes you feel good. I've been singing since age 3. I was brought up in the church, of course. My background is church. I am a pastor's wife, not only just a pastor, but a bishop's wife. And I'm enjoying the transition that has been made in my life. I'm excited about what's happening in my life. And again, I am just a young lady that has a passion for just feel-good music to make people feel good. And I feel like at this time, that's what it's all about, making people feel good with the gift that God has given you.
Yeah, I read your motto that it's not all about singing hymns and devotional songs, but it's about wisely producing and recording music that can touch the lives and hearts of everyone. I love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. So I see that you have started off singing devotional gospel music. What made you change over to just start doing R&B?
Well, you know what? I've always wanted to do R&B, but because of my pedigree, my last name, the organization, because of the church, you know, I was kind of, you know, taught that you don't do it. But as I grew up and I got older and I had an epiphany and realized that it's not about denomination, it's not about organization. It's, again, it's about touching everyone's life. And so I just came to the decision that I'm going to do what makes Terry happy. This is what makes me happy, is just producing music that's going to touch everyone. No certain type of genre, no certain type of, whether you're church or not church, it should just be a broad thing going on where everybody is enjoying the music and it's making you feel good.
Right, right. So how many awards have you received now through the music you've already recorded now?
I received an award from the Rhythm of Gospel for Zion. That was my first single that I did in 2014, and I received an award for that. And I also received an award for my TV show, All About Terry. It was one of the number one internet TV shows, and I was nominated for that, and I won. And so, yeah, things are going great. I'm excited about the transition, and I'm expecting to win some awards, you know, doing R&B. You know, again, I just want to make people feel good. I know there's some listeners out there that just needs to hear my voice. I'm sure my voice will encourage them. Matter of fact, I know my voice will encourage so many people that the church may not be able to reach, but there's some people that need to just hear Terry's voice so that she can make them smile and make them feel good.
All right, all right. Did you ever participate in as a background singer? Or you sung and participated in any other music bands or groups in the past?
Well, I did. Yes, ma'am. I did background singing for Kiara Shear. Whenever she would do different events in certain cities, I would sing. And also for Dorinda Clark Cole, I've sung backup for her. I've sung backup for Karen Clark Shear as well. So, yes, ma'am. Daryl Coley, the late Daryl Coley, I did backup for him sometimes. So, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Someone is asking, is D.A. Remsen, is he your husband and producer in your music?
Okay, D.A. Remsen is my son.
Is your son?
Yes, he is my producer. He produced the music for Love Come Down. He went in and he changed the music bed on it and put his little twist on it, him and another young man by the name of Ty Brown out of Connecticut. And yes, my son D.A. is my producer. He produced Blessing Me. So yes, my son D.A. is my producer.
Okay. So since Love Come Down is the first single, do you have some other music coming along with that?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I do. I'm working very hard and strategically to get some more R&B feel-good music out so that the people can hear and the broad, you know, how the broadness of my vocals and what I can do. And, yeah, I am working very hard on that.
All right. All the listeners out there, anyone that just tuned in here at Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio, you can call on the show and talk with my guest and I. And dial the guest line number, which is 1-657-383-0771. I would like to ask you, and others want to know, why did you want to do the song Love Come Down?
You know what? My team and I, we came together and selected this song. And you know what? I think this is a perfect song for this time, for things that's going on in the world, you know, police brutality, and now you just, the event that just happened. This is a song that should bring everybody together, you know, black on black crime. It's just so much going on, the LGBT. You know, I just think that we need to just stop judging one another, stop criticizing one another, and just love on one another. So I just felt like this was the perfect song, along with my team, that would be so ideal for such a time as this.
So can you go ahead and give all our listeners out there your website information and where to purchase your music, please?
Absolutely. They can go to www.terryremsenmusic.org. terryremsenmusic.org. And you can also download Love Come Down on iTunes, Spotify, all your digital downloads. You will find Love Come Down there. And just type in Terry, T T-E-R-R-I-E, last name Rimson. R-I-M as in Mary, S-O-N as in Nancy.
All right. I'm getting ready to spin Love Come Down. I can't wait to hear it again. It's addicting.
Yes.
So you be still. We'll be right back. Love Come Down by Terry Rimson.
Wonderful. You did your thing. Right. With, you really did with that song.
So
and the
good.
Video.
Thank you.
Have you seen the video?
Yes, I've seen the video.
Oh, my goodness. I love the video. I'm telling you. I love everything about the song. The video is just wonderful. Great, great job. Excellent
Terry,
job.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
To participate in the video, Terry, now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lady Diva. We're going to have to invite you to the next one.
Okay, next caller, go ahead and speak, please.
Hi, my name is Diane Newman.
Hello, Diane.
Hey, Diane.
Hey, Lady Terry, how are you?
I'm good. So what do you think about Love Come Down?
Love Come Down, Love came all the way down. You did your thing on that. You did your thing on that. It's one of those songs that even when you doing your housework or you
yeah.
in here just be just by yourself, you flip that on and you just be dancing to the beat of
yeah.
the music. I mean, it's really, really a feel good kind of song, and I'm
yeah.
so proud of you, Terry. I'm so glad to see you stepping outside of the box. And
right.
having the tenacity and the courage to go beyond who you really are. There's more to you than just this one song right here. I can't wait till the next one. But this
yeah.
right
yeah.
here, this is a solid gold. I'm telling you, solid gold spin. It really is. And I'm so, so proud of you. I really,
thank
really
you
am.
So much.
You did
thank
your
you for
thing.
Calling.
You did
thank
your
you
thing.
Enough. Show enough.
All right.
All right.
Thank
next
you.
Caller. Next caller in line. Go ahead and speak.
This is Serena.
Oh.
One at a time. I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller. Speak.
Hi, this is Serena, and I'm calling in. I want to tell Terry that I love the song. I'm waiting for the next one. I'm very, very proud of her. I love her to pieces. And she know I'm down for whatever. Whatever you got coming, I'm going to listen to it. I love it. I love it.
Thank
it's awesome.
You. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Love you.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Love you,
all
too.
All right, all right. All right,
thank
all
you.
Right. All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling on the show. Next caller, go ahead and speak.
Hi, this is Derek Remsen.
Hello, Derek
Remsen.
Oh, right.
That's
oh, my
that's
God.
The producer.
Oh, you did a darn good job on that. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait till the rest of the music come out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's a blowout. I mean, it's just blowing up. And, you know,
wow.
it's feel-good music. It's very squinching and get you moving, get your body grooving and put you in a good mood, positive mood, you know, and everything. All that good stuff. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
no.
you, son,
thank
for
you,
all
God.
Your support.
No problem. I'm very happy for you, and let's keep making history. So thank you guys again for loving the record. And I'm already at this gym, so I should give the song to these people that's working out right now.
Yes, you
oh,
should.
Yes.
Tell them to download it. Tell them to download
yes.
it. Thank you, baby. Love you.
Yes,
thank you
for calling on my show.
All right, no problem. Thank you guys for allowing me to talk to you guys.
All right.
All right,
all
babe.
Right. All right. Is there another caller that wants to speak? Go ahead right now, please.
There is. Calling Derek on the line.
Hey,
go ahead. Soren.
Hey, Auntie Terry, I'm so proud of you, so proud of you. I love the song. The song is dope. I listen to it every day going to work. And the video, fire. It's fire. It's a great track. It's a perfect match for you.
Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you for all your support. Thank you so much.
And thank
much
you for calling on the show. Thank you. Is there another caller? Please speak.
This is Susie and KK.
Wow.
Hello.
Hey.
We love the song. We love it.
And it really inspires me to want to do music. I really like the video and the song.
All
oh,
right.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. So do y'all be dancing off the song?
Yeah, we're gonna praise dance to your song.
Ooh. All right. I want to see the video.
I know that's right. That's going to go viral.
Yeah. I didn't even get an invitation yet, but I want to see the video.
Yes. I love y'all. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. I guess that's it for right now. Let me hurry up and get in here and talk to Terry before some other people start coming in, Terry. Are you still with me?
Okay. I'm still with you.
So much excitement. I would like to, oh, my gosh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, my gosh. let me get my thoughts here together. Were you going to at least do another devotional song on the album along with the other R&B music?
Well, when you say devotional, how about
I mean like a gospel or a gospel song?
Yeah, yes. I am the gospel. How about that?
I am
the gospel. You know what I'm saying? When I was created, this is what I was created to do. I can never erase that. That will never be not be a part of me. That's who I am. That's what I represent. So on every project, there will always be an inspirational song on there, always, because, again, that's who I am.
All right. So I have Twitters going off right now at alarming effect. They want to know, do you have any performances going on at any requested cities or any community events coming up?
Yes, I will be at the Sugar Bar on August the 31st. And that's in New York.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Any other cities?
Yes. Right now, it seems like New York is the one giving me all the calls. I have another one in New York on November the 5th. I will be singing and performing my own set for an hour. You believe that, Lady Diva?
They give me
a whole hour. I'll be performing for the TCS Marathon, New York Marathon. And so I'll be performing there in New York. Yes, ma'am. So right now that's what I have lined up. And I'm just going to believe that God's going to give me favor and some more calls will be coming in.
Oh, I'm quite sure. Right now, after my show, you will be invited to other radio shows.
That'll be awesome.
There are people want to know, how can they follow you? What other social sites are you on? Can you
Sure. I'm on Instagram under Sing Terry. Terry is T-R-R-I-E. So Sing Terry, Sing. And then I'm on Facebook under Terry Remson. Again, you got to spell her last name. R-I-M is Mary, S-O-N. And then I'm on Twitter under Sing Terry, Sing.
All right. And go ahead and give your website information and where they can get this blowing up hit.
Yes, they can go to www.terryremsonmusic.org and they can see the video, or they can go to iTunes and they can download Love Come Down.
All right. I have a young curious mind that wants to know, did you ever play any kind of instrument as a little girl along with your singing?
The tambourine. no, I never played. That's the only instrument that I played, which, you know, we kind of downplay the tambourine. But, you know, you got to have skills to play the tambourine. So,
what?
No, I played. You got to have skills. You kids can't be beating no tambourine. But, No, you gotta have skills, Lady Diva. You gotta have skills. But no, I didn't play instrument.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
all right.
No instruments.
Okay. So you already mentioned everything that everybody is curious and wanted to know. The last question of the show is, what are your words of wisdom for those that are suffering out here in the world today? And also any advice for those that wants to get in the music industry like you?
Okay, so words of wisdom for those that are suffering today. My words of wisdom is to, as my nephew says, stay strong. Stay strong, stay focused. And in times like these, you know, they used to say this as we were children. They were like, we need a savior in times like these. And that's true. You know, we do. We need a savior. So we do. We need God. We need to talk to him so that he can order our steps, tell us what to do. He can encourage our hearts. Because right now, we all just need encouragement, knowing that this thing is going to pass, and this will pass. You know, I believe there's enough people that are going to come together. The nation is going to, I really believe it. They're going to come together, and all of us that are praying, I really believe this will pass. And it's just, history's just repeating itself, but I believe this will pass. So right now, we just all need to encourage one another. And again, appropriately, we need to love one another. That's why the song would be appropriate, y'all. Y'all need to be encouraged, play this song. But no, really, what we need to do is just stay focused, trust in God, pray, talk to him, and then just love on one another and embrace one another, because you never know, just by loving somebody and giving them that encouraging word, it'll help them throughout the day. Now, to break into this, this is a lot of work. You have to stay focused. You have to have a supportive team. If you don't have a supportive team, then it's going to be very hard, but you have to have people that believe in you and to help you, to catapult you in the direction that you need to go. And that's what's so encouraging with me. I have a team for those that don't agree with what I'm doing and those that don't want to support. I still have my team to lean on that is encouraging me, and they're supporting me 100%. And you just got to know, you got to stay on your grind. Stay focused. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about how they're going to judge you. You can't worry about that, because you have an assignment to stay focused and just keep pushing. And trust me, it will all work out.
Oh, wow. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. I have a Twitter fan that wants to know, can you give us a little bit information you think when your album will be finished? Will it be the end of this year? This year?
Well, you know, my publicist does not like me to give out dates.
I know.
Yo,
yeah,
y'all
get
trying.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah, they could just stay tuned, and it won't be this year. I could tell them that it won't be this year, but they still can keep their eyes and ears open. Stay locked to my pages. There still will be music that will be dropped. But as far as a full project, we're working on that. And I just don't know exactly when, but we're working on it.
And you know what? I want to thank you for participating on my show this evening. Thank you for all the callers that called in. And you are always welcome to come back on my show. I'll be your forever friend and follower.
Aww.
Call me and let me know when you get your music together, and we'll do an update.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Thank you so much. I love your personality, love your music, love your voice. You keep doing what you're doing, and
yes, ma'am.
Got people that's following you, and, you know, you have a fire inside of you that people are really addicted to. So you keep going.
Aww,
you keep moving.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so honored that you had me on your show. I don't take it lightly, and I appreciate all the support that you're giving me. And again, thank you again.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. My guest was Terry Remsen for her single, Love Come Down, which I will play. I have other shows this week. I have a pop rock musician Juan Ray from Argentina, and I have a smooth jazz keyboardist named Gary Smoot from Evansville, Indiana. And I hope and welcome everyone to call in on the show, tune in, stay tuned. I have many, many shows and many different music genres throughout the month. Thank you, Terry. God bless you. You know that we were not met by accident.
Yes, divine connection. Yes.
divine connection. That's what I'm trying to say. And
yes,
stay
ma'am.
Tuned. I'm getting ready to play the gym again, everyone.
Yeah.
Love come down, everyone.
Yes.
I'm signing out. This is Brenda Moss, your host with the most. Thank you very much.